All right, Wednesday afternoon, it's time for SOTA Money Trends on WWL. I'm Scoot, and John LeBlanc, CEO of Medry Bank, joins us on WWL. John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How are you today?
I'm great. Like, I want to mention again how proud I am to talk about Medry Bank, because they're listed in Gambit as the best local bank in the new Reader's Poll. New Orleans City Business has them one of the best places to work in the city, and they're a top winner as best bank in the New Orleans City Business Reader's Ranking. So, you know, all of this means that the people who go to and the people who work for Medry Bank all seem to be relatively happy.
Scoot, I can't thank you enough for mentioning that, and I can't thank our employees enough for the hard work they do. We have a great team, and I'm proud to be part of it. And I'd like to, if I can, maybe take you up on your positive comment challenge.
Please
if that's
do.
Okay.
Sure.
You know, at Medry Bank, not only do we take great pride in providing exceptional customer service, but we also take pride in supporting our communities. And I think this weekend, there are three examples of amazing cultural events going on that people should go out and take advantage of. You know, the first would be Oktoberfest activities at the Deutsches Haus. They're kicking off this weekend. Lots of fun. Celebrate the German culture. Enjoy the food. On the North Shore, you have the Bluesberry Festival. I believe it's at Bogafalia Park. Arts and crafts, again, food, music. And as you mentioned, this weekend kicks off the Gretna Fest. We've got the Revivalist. We've got John Fogerty. We've got, I believe, the Beach Boys on Sunday.
Yeah.
Just such an amazing opportunity to go out, support local businesses, local artists, and really make a difference in our community. And I think that's what just makes us special, the culture.
Cultural gumbo. It does make us special, John. And, you know, it's human nature to respond more to negative news than positive news. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychiatrist. I can't explain it. But there's something about the human brain that responds more quickly and more passionately to negative news rather than positive news. But with all of the negative news surrounding New Orleans and the New Orleans area right now, I really wanted to challenge us this afternoon to spend some time talking about the positive things about this area. And it's going to be more of a challenge than you might think for people to think about the positive, because they're so used to being hammered with the negative and just repeating it.
Absolutely. And you mentioned Pretty Woman. My wife and daughter are going, I guess, Thursday night. And we talked about, you know, maybe some of the dangers that have been elevated recently. But, you know, the other side of that was, how lucky are we to actually be able to, you know, drive 15 minutes, be in a beautiful theater, and get to see a Broadway production?
Well,
not every city has that opportunity.
No,
you know, we've got amazing opportunities here.
And John, I thought about that last night while I was sitting there watching it. And this production, Pretty Woman, is a top-class Broadway-type production. There's just so much talent on the stage. And so many are familiar with the movie, the play. So slightly different from the movie, but the same basic story. And there were so many positive things about it. And I'll tell you something else about parking. There's some parking lots around that area. And I have, the last couple of times I have driven, sometimes I Uber or Lyft, but the last couple of times I've driven, I have found parking places at meters on Rampart. And you'd be surprised how many free parking places there are in the area. Look there before you go into one of the garages.
Absolutely. And take advantage of the opportunity. We are blessed to have that, the Sanger Theater here and the shows that come. We're just really lucky to have that.
You're right. John, let's spend a minute talking about inflation. It has hit so many people so hard. Is a line of credit a way of dealing with inflation?
You know, I would consider a line of credit really a toolbox item for a business. You know, it's something that they should probably have in place early on. I would not recommend it at the height of inflation or when things get really tough, because then credit may become difficult to come by. But it's one of those, again, toolbox items that I think all businesses should have in place as to provide them with access to cash in the event they have an opportunity to maybe buy some additional inventory or take advantage of some pricing discounts that are available in whatever industry or business they participate in.
And so what is Metairie Bank doing now to help the businesses that you work with and have accounts with? What are you talking to them about when it comes to inflation?
Well, the you mentioned it, you know, a few moments ago. Unfortunately, we're on a difficult path for probably the next 9 to 12 months where we've got monetary policy taking one action, and we've got inflation that's driven by supply chain issues that really the Fed can't really control, right? Some of the pricing issues, whether it's caused by China being shut down from COVID or producing steel and or products overseas, or the issues in the Ukraine affecting Eastern Europe. There's so many things going on that the Fed policy cannot influence. However, we do believe they are taking the right steps. It's just going to be a long process, and businesses just need to be prepared to weather the storm. So hopefully they've worked on building their cash reserves. They have lines of credit in place to help them during difficult times. But I think the thing that we do more often to address inflation is we just are always in touch with our customers. We believe in having a personal relationship with the businesses that we serve. So we try and reach out to as many of our customers as possible, have discussions with them about their business, what their outlooks are, and discuss ways that we can help them.
John, a couple of months ago, there was this call for there was a call to have employees for Metairie Bank, to attract employees for Metairie Bank. And it seemed like just a really great place to work. And it was part of this whole idea that, you know, a lot of businesses were finding a difficult time finding employees. Is Metairie Bank still looking for people?
Actually, Scoot, we did a couple of job fairs earlier in the year, and I think we spoke about them here on this show. And actually, they were very successful. We've been able to bring in some great new team members, and we've been very fortunate. We do have one or two openings, but we're very happy right now.
That's great. All right, John LeBlanc, CEO of Metairie Bank, thanks for your time and expertise.
Thanks, Scoot.